That being said, today is a series that we are suggesting center around the women. I've been married almost 20 years. Where would we be without women? Where would we be without women? Amen? So today is the series is called Dedication. Everybody say Dedication. Dedication. So the series is a dedication. It's called Dedication Series. It's basically lifting or honoring women in the Bible and their contribution to the Word of God. Amen? And so who stood boldly, they stood boldly and risked it all for the sake of the gospel. I mean, they risked it all. And we're going to lift up some women today, and one in particular. And so today's teaching is called I Told You So. Look at somebody and say, I told you so. Everybody say, I told you so. Come on, y'all can't be quiet. Everybody say, I told you so. I told you so is a statement. Actually, it's best understood to me by its tone. It's a phrase, but you know I told you so by its tone. It may or may not be a compliment. Told you so. That is not necessarily a compliment. You did it, man! I told you so. So that feels like a compliment. Amen? Amen. Why are you crying now? Told you so. Smiling, I told you so. Laughing, I told you so. It feels like a statement of defense and a statement of deliverance. Everybody shout, I told you so. When somebody is saying, I told you so, in my opinion, they're trying to take credit for what's happening, or they're trying to distance themselves from what's going on. Told you so. Told you was going to be in this predicament. I told you if you just put a little money away, put $5 away every week, what's going to happen in about 5 years? You're going to have some money. Told you so. Look at somebody say, I told you so. So they're trying to take credit for what's going on, or they're trying to distance themselves from what's going on. If you would have listened to me the first time, this wouldn't happen. Everybody say, I told you so. Told you so. If you would have just listened to your uncle. Some I told you so's we don't want to have to say. Amen. Some I told you so's we're looking forward to the I told you so's. Amen. Told you so. If you just hang in there, just hang in there. The worship leader sang today about I trust in God, my Savior, the one who would never what? He would never fail. Look at somebody say, I told you so. Just hang in there. I told you so. If you just hang in there, don't give up. Don't quit. It is going to work out in your favor. I told you so. Amen? There was a song that you sang this morning that talked about God basically answering. I sought the Lord. Help me out. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. But what if God doesn't answer after you seek him out? That came to me while I was sitting there, and I heard a response, perhaps the Spirit of God say, no answer is an answer. I don't know who that's for in this room. He's not answering right now, but him not answering is actually an answer. Amen? Him not speaking to you right now is an answer. I'm telling you what I know. Amen? So I just said all that to say, I told you so series starts right now. All right, clap your hands. All right. The dedication series, but I told you so teaching. So this series, because we're focusing on women, men, I'm not trying to leave us out. I'm not trying to, I am going to focus on the women today. They're going to be smiling in about 2 minutes. They're going to feel like they on top of the world. Amen. My wife is going to feel like she's on top of the world. Once I finish with this teaching, I'm going to dish out compliments. I'm going to dish out good vibes to the women in the room. Amen. you guys are gonna feel like, I'm trying to really set this thing up. Hopefully I do a good job. But I'm not trying to overhype or put women on a pedestal like they are helpless. Oh, I'm coming for you today. I'm gonna roast you in a kingdom, holy compliment way. I'm about to roast you guys. Y'all gonna feel good, I'm telling you. I'm trying to hype it up. But I'm not trying to overhype it up. I'm not trying to put you on a pedestal because you like you're helpless. Amen? I'm not playing the men versus women game. Amen? Yes, according to, I think it's 1 Peter 3 and 7, it describes the women as the weaker vessel. Amen? But because it's written like that, it could be perceived that women are vulnerable. Because you may be weaker in strength, doesn't mean you are weaker mentally. Strength weakness doesn't mean mental weakness. Amen? All the women in the room says, I'm strong. In the head. Amen? Any strong women in the head, clap your hands, say, I'm strong. I live with one. She has beauty and brains. Amen? It's something to have beauty and brains. Amen? Women, you have beauty. You're not just beauty. You're beauty and brains. Amen. Look at the smiles coming already. That's a little early than I thought. I'm not trying to look cool. I don't want nothing from you. I don't want no apple pie, no apple pies. I don't want no, you look sharp today. I ain't trying to look cool today. I'm not trying to win brownie points with me and Lex, we good. I'm not trying to get out of the doghouse. I've never been in the doghouse. Amen. I'm not trying to look cool. This is not about trying to fix something either from the past, but for a few moments and for a few weeks and in the spirit of Mother's Day, because I won't be here next week, but in the spirit of Mother's Day and the Mother's Day month, I hope to show honor and respect. And after service, you know, my mom likes to see me with a tie, but she ain't getting it today. I'm taking her out to eat. She gonna be smiling just like that. But I want to recognize the dedication of women, even back in the Bible times, acknowledging that some women may have never been talked about as much in the Bible. Amen? But they were very key in getting the greatest message ever told out to the world. There's some women in the Bible that you've never heard of, but they were key in getting the greatest message out to the world. And we're going to talk about at least one of them today. Amen. Women, though, can oftentimes say, I told you so. I know what I'm talking about. It ain't nothing like hearing I told you so from, like, I told you so. I told you so. I mean, even they don't have to say anything. They can just look and laugh. And it is a sound. That laugh sounds like what? Why are you laughing like that? Because I must be in your house. Women can say, I told you so, without saying, I told you so. Amen. But today, next week, and the week after next, it's about honor. Mike Murdoch said, what you fail to honor will eventually exit your life. What you fail to, man, we got to honor our women like never before. Now the compliments are coming. Y'all know I don't want anything from you. I'm not trying to fix anything. It is the subject matter at hand today. We have to honor our women. Amen. I mean, I am personally appreciative, and I want to make it about me and my appreciation, but what you fail to honor will eventually exit your life. She ain't going to stick around long if you don't honor her. Amen. Amen. So let's turn to Luke 8. Luke 8, warning, we have a lot of scriptures we're going to read today. Y'all have a problem with that? Of course not. Everybody shout, I told you so. This was early in Jesus' public ministry, Luke 8, verse 1. And you're going to see real quick, man, I didn't know about this lady. I don't know if this is my, I was here last week. If this is my water, say, this is your water, sir.
Your water.
This is your water. Y'all know we don't drink out to people. We don't even drink out to ourselves. Well, you know what? This look like it's too low. This is like it may have some. That's too low. Well, it's your water. Well, that's the spit level. Anybody else? If it get too low, you don't drink it. Raise your hand. This is my water. Oh, my side is hurting. All right. You know it's good laughing when your side hurt. Luke 8. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another. Jesus went from one town and village to another. So Jesus had a lot of miles on his feet. Amen. No Uber, no cabs, no smart cars. From one town and village to another, doing what? Proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him. And also some who?
Women.
Some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene. Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna. And many others. These women were helping to what? Support them out of their means. They were basically financiers. They were writing checks. Notice these women went wherever Jesus went. Jesus traveled about from the town and village to another. Doing what? Proclaiming the good news. The Bible says basically Jesus, he traveled a lot of miles on those sandals. Amen? These women went where Jesus went. Women know how to be there. Women just seem to know how to be there at the right time. I mean, you don't believe me. Right now, I probably can ask for some ibuprofen, and a woman in this room will go in that purse and find some ibuprofen. Am I talking right? Women knows how to be there. Women knows how to be there. His agenda was their agenda. His itinerary was their itinerary. Amen? We have to get to a place like these women where we say, Lord, wherever you lead me, I will follow. They supported Jesus and the disciples, the Bible says at the end of Luke 8, where? Them out of their, in this particular passage here, out of their what? It comes from a Greek word, out of their own means. Write this down if you like. It comes from a Greek word that means from or out of, which means to exist or belong to someone. Actually, in this context, it means out of their own means their possessions, their belongings, their resources. Their gifts, their resources. They follow Jesus. They sacrifice, perhaps. Women seems to know how to sacrifice and make it happen. Anybody else inspired by grandma? By your sister? My mama? My sister? My sisters? Sisters that are single parents. Y'all are making it happen. Women that are single parents. Amen? You're taking care of the kids, and you are faithful to God. Man, we can learn something from these women. Amen? Women throughout the Bible shows us, write this down. Number one, sacrificial giving. Number two, relational giving. Number one, sacrificial giving. Number two, relational giving. Amen? I have a relationship with you, so I'm more likely to give to you. You ask me for $50 and we don't have a relationship, I'm going to hesitate. Amen. If we have a relationship, you ask me for $50, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get it. If I have it, you're going to get it. Amen. Amen. Everybody say sacrificial giving. Everybody say relational giving. You can write this down. I don't have it on the screen today. I do have my Bible, paper Bible here just in case we stop there. But Mark 12, in Mark 12, the widow gives what? Two small coins, which was all she had. John 12, 3. Mary pours out expensive perfume on Jesus. Sacrificial giving and what? Relational giving. Proverbs 31 woman is a what kind of woman? A virtuous woman who extends her hands. Reminds me of my mom. She hates to see the poor. She hates to see people without. She will go without so you can have. That is the spirit of my mom, Altie Mae Little John Anderson. Amen. So today, these women, though, that I'm going to lift would say, I told you so. So turn to Mark 16. Mark chapter 16. Y'all okay? Everybody shout, I told you so. And I know you guys are not on empty, and I'm not trying to gas you up, but the women in the room, we do appreciate you. The men in the room, we're just going to take 30 seconds, and we're going to clap, and we're going to clap like it's like Clemson just won, like, and look at the women in the room and make them feel good. Amen? Amen. Starting now. Come on, clap your hands. I know y'all, we don't do this enough. We don't do it enough. I like the way you're doing it. Man, y'all know y'all sacrifice. Amen? Man, you know you make many of us look good. Many, many campaigns, many things, many civil rights leaders, many pastors. You will always hear leaders, CEOs that are married will say, I talked to a pastor this week. He said, man, I'm doing good. And then like 2 seconds later, he said, but my wife, if it wasn't for my wife, a what? A woman. He said, man, I wouldn't be doing as good as I'm doing. Amen. So I like to be surrounded by men that honors their wives. Amen. He didn't shade her. And that was encouraging to see and hear this coming from this 68-year-old man who's been married longer than I've been alive. Mark 16 says, ready, set, read. When the Sabbath was passed, here she goes again. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and who? Salome. This is not the Salome that danced, by the way. This is not the Salome that danced. And this is not the same Salome. I won't go into that, by the way. And Salome bought what? Spices so that they may go and anoint him. Anoint who? Yeah, I'm still not over resurrection week a couple weeks ago, so I'm still kind of in that spirit. So they might go and anoint Jesus, who, as of right now, they think Jesus is what? They think Jesus is dead. So what I like about these women, they look prepared. Everybody say prepared. Women are always prepared. Amen? So they bought spices so that they may go, they think and go and anoint Jesus. Verse 2, and very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, who will what? Roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb. First of all, they were prepared. Number 2, they had faith. These women had faith because they're going to a tomb to try to open up a door that they were not strong enough to open. So they were prepared, but they were not prepared. They were not prepared, but they were prepared. They were prepared, but they were not prepared. They were not prepared, but they were prepared. Because how are you going to prepare spices, but you didn't think ahead about this big door that you have to open up because you're not strong enough? It takes an angel to move this door. Amen. Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? Faith. Everybody shout faith. Faith. Everybody say, I told you so. And looking, verse 4, Mark 16, verse 4. And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. You see how quick faith activates miracles? It was just not even 2 verses later. Just the very next. Who will roll away the stone? You going to the post office, and who's going to pay this bill? And with a blank check saying, who's going to pay this bill? And you in faith, you write, don't try this at home unless you got, okay? you writing the number of the bill on this blank check saying, who gonna pay this week? And you close it up and you put it in the mail. And then once you get in the car from the post office, you get a ding on your phone saying deposit for the amount or more that you wrote on the check. Look how quick, who will roll the stone away? Next verse, and looking up, they saw the miracle that they were having faith for happen just that quick. Verse 5, ready, set, go, y'all okay? And entering the tomb with what? They're prepared, but they're not prepared. They're not prepared, but they're prepared because they have what in their hands? According to verse 1. Spices to do what? To anoint Jesus, because you only do stuff like this for people that are what? Dead. They were prepared, but they were not prepared. Not in my notes, because they had no business. If they really had faith and they heard what Jesus said when he was alive, they wouldn't need the spices. Amen. They believe, but the spices, sometimes your preparedness is a sign of lack of faith. Because if they had faith, they didn't need the spices to go into the tomb to anoint, to prepare a dead man. When Jesus said, I told you so. Way before this, they don't need the spices. Amen. If they really had faith, they were prepared, but they were not prepared. Amen. Verse number, I'm trying the best I can, Siri. Verse 5. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side. Some translations or some commentaries or some people think it was not a man. It was actually an angel. One, because of the authority that this person was speaking with, and some and another gospel of the same account. So just a footnote there. Dressed in a white robe. Coincidence, right? So likely an angel. Amen. And they were alarmed. Verse 6, and he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Amen. Verse number 7, but go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you so. Everybody shout, told you so. Just as he told you. Verse number 8. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing. In Mark, they said nothing. I want y'all to write that down. In Mark, they did not say anything after witnessing this miracle or the evidence of this miracle. They said nothing in Mark. Nothing to anyone, for they were afraid, but they were also astonished. Verse number 9, ready, set, go. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, Jesus appeared first to what? A woman. He revealed himself to who? To who? Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out what? 7 demons. All right, let's go to Luke 24. All right, after Luke 24, I actually would be close to done. All right, just give y'all the heads up. Luke 24. Same account, different writer. Same story. Everybody say same story, different perspective. Everybody say same story, different details. Everybody say same story, different writer. But it's the what? Same story. So just so we know from an apologetics lens, some things are going to be in this that's not in Mark. Amen? Some things are going to be left out. Does that mean that this account is false? Yes or no? No, it just means that it's different. Amen? Luke 24, it's going to sound similar, but you're going to see some details. And you're going to see somebody named here that's not named in Mark. Doesn't mean she was not there. Amen. All right. Luke 24. Ready, set, go. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. Similar to Mark. Amen. They were prepared, but they were not prepared. Verse number 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Verse number 3. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Of course. Verse number 4. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them. And Mark, it said how many men they talked to or talked to them? One. All right. Again, Luke seems to have a little bit more awareness of the details. Amen. All right. Two covers one, but one doesn't cover two. So don't let that trip you up as it relates to, man, was it two or was it one? Doesn't matter. Jesus is not there. That's what I'm going to focus on. Amen. Verse number 4, while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. Verse number 5, and as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? Verse number 6, he is not here. Come on, Tri-City. He is not here, but he has risen, that the Son of Man must be told you while he was still in Galilee. Verse number 7, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. Verse number 8, and they remembered his words. Everybody say, told you so. Everybody say, told you so. And they remembered his words. Everybody say, told you so. Verse number 9, and returning from the tomb. In Mark, they didn't say anything, but in Luke, to me, perhaps that's why the women were given the privilege to experience this miracle and experience Jesus and given the task, because y'all know women talk. You want something, you want to get the word out? Leak it to women. Amen. Amen. If I told y'all I won a lot, I just won $4 billion. Don't tell nobody. Before I get out this door, my phone gonna be ringing because I know what's gonna happen. y'all didn't rebuttal. Y'all didn't object. All right, y'all can object, women in the room. But y'all know some women can. Wanted to get the word out. And returning from the tomb, they told all. They told it all. These to the 11 and to all the rest. Verse number 10, y'all okay? Now it was, first of all, I'm feeling some type of way if I was one of these other women that y'all probably forgot that I read about 2 minutes ago, because we keep hearing about who? Mary Magdalene. Why is she getting all the play? Why is she getting all of the attention? Why is she getting all of the attention? Sometimes the people that show out the most do get the most attention. Sometimes we think if you're the loudest, amen? Sometimes the loudest get the most attention. But it's the ones that are quiet that we really should be paying attention to. At the family reunion, in our family, people that don't say a lot are listening. But when they do talk, you need to listen. Amen? I'm not saying this. Perhaps Mary Magdalene, she has a lot of drama around her. Amen? But if I was the other women, perhaps, you know, I'll feel some type of way, because after Mary Magdalene, you've never heard of this young lady. Raise your hand if you've heard of Joanna. Some may have. Yes, not surprised. Raise your hand if you have not heard of Joanna. She was there. What? We don't know about Joanna. Why not? She was there. Joanna was there. What did she witness? Verse number 10. First of all, Joanna is very, 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 very important, because number one, she's listed. Everybody say, I'm listed. Especially the women in the room. Women say, I'm listed. Women say, I'm included. Everybody say, I'm included. This is for everybody, the men included. Men say, I'm included. I guess I consider him a friend now, somewhat of a friend. He has a statement that says, even though you may have never heard of me, doesn't mean I've never been heard. I'm gonna say it again. You may not ever have heard of me, doesn't mean I have never been heard. At least she's listed because, man, to be listed in the 66, you were not left out. No, it's only one time, only a couple of times. It's not as much as Mary Magdalene, but at least you are heard. You are seen. Look at somebody and say, God sees you in this room. Come on, say, God sees you. I'm telling you, God sees you. Amen? Amen. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna. Everybody say, Joanna. So we will never forget. Because you could say, man, have you ever heard of Joanna? No, I ain't never. You know she's in the Bible? Prove it. You could take them right here to Luke 24. And Joanna, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other women don't even have their names in the Bible. They're listed as what? Other women. Joanna is at least here because she is important. Who told these things to the apostles. Everybody say, told you so? Almost finished. But remember, when I started this today, I said, I told you so may not necessarily be what? A compliment. I told you so sounds like a defense, and it sounds like also almost like a revelation. Like I told you so is like, it's almost like a fight to be heard. Like, man, I hate that. I'm saying I told you so because what is it either in me or in you that made you not listen to me the first time? Why you didn't listen? Am I not believable because I'm black? Am I not believable because I'm on the skinny side? Am I not believable because I'm on the heavy side? Like, why am I not believable? Like, I'm telling the truth, but you're not believing me. It's a fight to, like, I'm trying to help you. And you're not believing me, but I'm trying to help you. Ever try to show somebody something? And I got like, I'm twice your age, and you like you really want to act like you don't want to listen to me. anybody experience that? Grandkid, niece, nephew, like I'm telling you, I've been around the block a few times. I'm trying to keep you from making the same mistakes I made. Everybody shout, I told you so. Shout, I told you so. These women told these things to the apostles. Women telling things to men. But look what happens in verse number 11. But these words seemed to them and what? The men thought they were capping. It seemed that they were not telling the truth. We know now they were telling the truth. But what? Why are you not believing the truth? World, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, this is the truth. Why are you not believing the truth? But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter, everybody say Peter. Yeah. But Peter rose, so they told him the truth, but Peter had to go and see it for himself because he didn't believe the women. Everybody say, duh. I'm just giving y'all what I'm going to say in about 2 seconds. Duh, Peter. Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the lint. He saw everything that the women said. Everything was described perfectly. He saw the linen clothes by themselves. Duh. Everybody said, told you so. Everybody said, told you so. And he went home surprised, marveling at what had happened. Everybody said, told you so. Everybody say, told you so. Everybody say, told you so. Believe it or not, I am finished. Everybody say, told you so. Everybody say, told you so. Perhaps God obviously has said, I told you so in his word. So if you're in this room and you're stressing, you're trying to figure out something, God said, I already for it to. Because I'm human, and I'm naturally going to worry. Anybody else like me? You're naturally going to worry. If I am the man of the household and it's on me to lead and I got questions, obviously she is going to have questions. The kids are going to have questions. But what I am looking forward to is maybe 5 months, 5 minutes from now, 5 years, God saying to me, I told you so. Because what that means, I am on the other side of my worrying. Amen. So I am looking forward to God saying, I told you so. I told you so. Because it's going to feel good. You know, I'm going to be like, God, yeah, you told me. And it's going to, we can vibe it out then. But up until the point of I told you so, it doesn't feel good. I am telling you what I know. It doesn't feel good. I told you so. Mark 8, 31. Don't worry. Why y'all worrying? Women, why are you coming to the tomb with spices like I'm dead? What? Really? The nerve of you to not believe the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mark 8, 31. And he began to teach them, told you so, that the Son of Man must what? Suffer many things. Told you so. And after 3 days, do what? Look at somebody and say, stop preparing so much. What foundation are you preparing on anyway? You're going to look like these women that looks foolish going to the tomb with spices to anoint a dead man that's not even dead. Amen. Jesus said, I told you so. In Mark 8, told you so. Luke 18. They shall scourge him and put him to death. And the third day he will what? He shall rise again. And they understood none of these things. Why are you not believing? I know you're not going to believe me if you don't believe Jesus. Jesus is saying this and you're not believing him. So I know you're not going to believe me, but that's not going to stop me from trying. Amen? We're still going to preach the truth. We're still going to tell the truth. Niece, nephew, father, brother, sister, wife, you need to do better. That's the truth. Amen? They may not believe you, but that's the truth. I told you so. Matthew 24. This I told you so is going to catch some people by surprise. One, if you're watching online, if you're in this room, and you are in a state where you're not prepared for this, I told you so, there'll be no excuse after reading the scripture. Matthew 24, 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But he is coming. And he is coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. No, we don't have to be perfect. Amen? Amen? Oh, y'all, are we perfect in this room? Y'all quiet on that. But he is coming back for believers. Everybody say, told you so. If you are not saved, you don't have an excuse. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through Jesus. Everybody say, told you so. Mark 13, 37. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Last I told you so's, there's many more in the 66 book. There's a lot of I told you so's. Amen. John 14, 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth. Just read it. Just said it. And the life, no man cometh unto the Father but through me. John 10, 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? Everybody say, told you so. In this room, be no excuse, especially for those of us that's listening to this teaching or in this room. Everybody say, told you so. Yes, many don't like the government, what's going on in the government. Many don't like what's going on in your bank account. Raise your hand. You don't like that bank account right now. Yep, you don't have to raise your hand. Some of us, we have more lights on in our car than a Christmas tree. We got more lights on the inside of our car than a Christmas tree. The check engine, the lights that we didn't even know that could light up in the car. Like, where that light come from? And it be playing with you sometimes. It be like it's trying to, like, what's up? Because it comes on and then it what? It goes off. It's like, wait a minute. You right at Pep Boys and then you drive back. And then it comes on again and you go back to Pep Boys. It's like, what is we going to do? We don't like what's going on in our own family. We don't like what XYZ is doing. We don't like what Taquisha is doing. We don't like what JJ is doing. We don't like where we are in life. But just hang on for the I told you so's. It is coming. Matthew 14:27 says, be of good cheer. I told you so. It's coming. It is I. Be not afraid. Ooh, the ultimate I told you so. I feel like I have a decent house. That car with all those lights, I'm not saying it, but it's likely my car. I mean, it could be my car. It's likely my car. But the ultimate house I'm ready for, and this I told you so, is in John 14:2. Can you stand and we'll read this together and then we can be dismissed? I told you so. Listen, Linda, when we get in glory and we chilling in our mansion, what we should be, this may be what we say. God told us so. I mean, when you over there in your, whatever you got going on over there, and when you over there in heaven, and you're dressed up and you're flying. I don't know if we're going to be flying in glory or if we're just going to float. I really don't care. It's just going to be better than earth. Amen. It's going to be a new earth, new heaven and a new earth. Amen. But I feel like we're going to be dishing out told you so's. Told you so. See, I told you just to hang on, serve God, trust him. Don't turn your back on God. I feel like we're going to be dishing out, I told you so's. John 14:2. In my Father's house, y'all not reading with me, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you so. Man, I can't wait on this, I told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. Clap your hands for this teaching today. Told you so. Women, I told you I was going to be smiling today. I told you so. Told you so. When you leave here, if you continue to trust in God, I told you so, it's going to be okay. This next season is going to be crazy in a positive way. Let me click. Told you so. So please don't hold back. If it's next week, y'all come in here, we'll know what it means. Look at somebody say, told you so. That's code for, man, it's working out for me. It's working out for me. Amen. Next year, with some of us in this room, you may be retired. You're going to say what? I told you so. Next week, some of us in this room, when your bank account has tripled, God's going to say what? Told you so. Some of us in this room, you graduated. God's going to say, I what? I told you so. You stressing like that. Blood pressure high. Empty an entire bottle of pills. You could have just waited. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will what? Summarizing. Creativity. He will eventually say, I told you so. He will strengthen your heart. Thank you, Lord, for this teaching. Thank you for this word. We thank you for, we are encouraged today, not just the women, not just the mothers, not just the sisters, not just the daughters. We all are encouraged. We, man, with anticipation, we can't wait to hear you say, I told you so. But if we're honest right now, that I told you so could come really, really, really quick. We need to hear that I told you so. But if it doesn't come today, We are yet going to trust you. We're yet going to worship you. We're yet going to continue to serve you and pray and be like Joanna in the Bible. We're going to share this message of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, to everyone. We want the entire neighborhood to be full with the verbiage of, I told you so, God told us so. And when we get to that point, we will not sit quiet, stand quiet, drive quiet, live quietly. We will worship you and give you praise. From our lips, we will give you praise. Starting now, we will say thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. We worship you in advance for the I told you so's that are coming. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.